12 best virtual field trips for schools in 2026, by subject. From Roman London to the surface of the deep ocean, here are 12 of the best virtual field trips for schools, what each one teaches, the subjects and year groups it suits, and activity ideas to make it land. The best virtual field trip isn't the flashiest, it's the one that matches what you're teaching this week. To make that easy, here are 12 standout virtual field trips from the 360 Worlds Library, grouped by subject, with what each teaches, who it suits, and a quick activity idea to make it land. Everyone runs in a browser, so you can start whole class on the board with no headsets. See, do you need a VR headset? If you're weighing up hardware. Before the list, one principle worth repeating: relevance beats spectacle. A world that fits your current unit will always teach more than a dazzling one that doesn't. Use the descriptions below to match a trip to your topic, then plan the lesson around it with how to plan a virtual field trip. History: Roman London. Walk through a reconstruction of Londinium and grasp the scale, layout, and daily life of a Roman town. The Forum, the bridge, the waterfront, the streets. Perfect for a Romans topic and for building historical empathy, because students can see how people lived rather than imagining it from a textbook. See Teaching History with Immersive Worlds for the full pedagogy. Best for KS2 Romans, KS3 Roman Britain. Activity idea: ask students to sketch a map of the town from memory after exploring, then compare and discuss what they each noticed. Explore Roman London, London through time. Compare the same city across eras, Roman, medieval, Victorian, and modern, for the ultimate then and now lesson on change over time. It turns an abstract historical concept into a visible, investigable phenomenon. Great for history inquiry and local studies. Best for KS2, KS3, change over time, local history units. Activity idea: pick one location and have students explain the biggest change across two eras and why it happened. Explore London through time, blue plaques of London. Connect famous figures to the exact places they lived and worked. A superb cross-curricular link between history, literature, and citizenship that grounds significant individuals in real geography. Best for KS2, KS4, significant individuals, cross-curricular literacy. Activity idea: students research one figure and present why this person deserves their plaque using what they explored. Explore blue plaques of London, science and space, the solar system. Travel from the sun to the outer planets and compare their scale, features, and conditions. The sense of scale and distance is something no diagram conveys, and it's ideal for a space topic in both primary and secondary science. Best for KS2 Earth and Space, KS3 Space Physics. Activity idea: rank the planets by a feature, size, temperature, distance, and justify the order using observations from the trip. Explore the solar system, journey inside the human body, shrink down and explore human anatomy from the inside. A vivid way to teach body systems that a labeled diagram never matches, because students experience the structures in three dimensions and in context. Best for KS2 human body, KS3 biology, organ systems. Activity idea: students narrate the journey of blood, air, or food through the body using what they saw. Explore journey inside the human body. Walking with dinosaurs. Bring prehistoric life to scale for a topic that already captivates young learners. Seeing the size of the animals in a real landscape makes the science of the deep past feel immediate. Best for KS1, KS2 dinosaurs. Cross-curricular writing. Activity idea: descriptive or narrative writing set in the scene, using accurate detail from the world. Explore walking with dinosaurs, geography and nature, Earth's biomes. Explore rainforests, deserts, tundra and more, comparing climate, plants and animals across the world's major ecosystems in a single world. A staple for both geography and biology. Best for KS2, KS3 biomes and climate zones. Activity idea: students compare two biomes and explain how climate shapes the life found there. Explore Earth's biomes, tropical oceans. Dive into vibrant reef ecosystems to study biodiversity, food webs, and the impact of a changing climate. The density of life on a reef is a compelling hook for ecology and conservation. Best for KS2 KS4 ecosystems, biodiversity and climate. Activity idea: map a simple food web from species student spot, then discuss what happens if one is removed. Explore tropical oceans. Into the deep. Send into the deep ocean, one of the least accessible places on Earth, to explore adaptation and extreme environments. It's a perfect illustration of how life adjusts to pressure, cold, and darkness. Best for KS3, KS4 adaptation and extreme environments. Activity idea: students design an imaginary deep sea creature and justify each adaptation using what they observed. Explore into the deep, Great British beaches. Study coastlines, erosion, and coastal processes at real British beaches. Ideal for UK geography and excellent preparation for physical fieldwork. Best for KS2, KS4 coasts and coastal processes. Fieldwork prep. Activity idea: identify and label coastal features, then predict how the coastline will change over time. Explore Great British beaches. The most beautiful waterfalls. Explore the water cycle, river processes, and landscape formation through some of the world's most dramatic waterfalls. The scale and power make abstract river processes memorable. Best for KS2, KS3 rivers and the water cycle. Activity idea: students explain how a waterfall forms and how it changes the landscape over time. Explore the most beautiful waterfalls. 10 most beautiful beaches in the world. Compare coastal environments around the globe for physical geography and a discussion of tourism and sustainability, a natural bridge between physical and human geography. Best for KS3, KS4, physical and human geography. Activity idea: debate the benefits and drawbacks of tourism for one of the locations explored. Explore 10 most beautiful beaches. How to choose the right trip. Don't pick by spectacle, pick by fit. Run each candidate through 3 quick questions. Does it match my current topic? Relevance beats novelty every single time. A trip that reinforces this week's objective is worth 10 impressive but unrelated ones. Is it interactive? Explorable worlds beat passive videos for learning because agency drives attention and noticing. See 360-degree video in education for the distinction. Does it suit my class? Check the age and subject fit and pitch the discussion questions up or down accordingly. The same world can serve a KS2 and a KS4 class with different questions. Getting the most from any trip. Whichever destination you choose, the learning comes from how you frame it. Set a clear objective, give students a looking task, pause to discuss at key moments, and follow up with something that turns exploration into evidence, a sketch, a paragraph, a debate. This is the difference between a memorable lesson and a pleasant distraction, and it's the same for every world on this list. The wider case for why this works is in 7 benefits of immersive learning for students. Whole class on the board is the simplest way to run any of these, and it's genuinely inclusive. Every student takes the trip together, including those who can't join physical excursions. See immersive learning for SEND. Start exploring. Browse the full library of worlds to find the perfect match for your next unit. There's far more than 12, and the collection keeps growing. To give your whole school access across every subject and device, see 360 Worlds for Schools, view pricing, or book a demo.